Hello, CrossFit Linchpin. Monday, August 9th, 2021. Welcome to another week of training. And if you listen carefully in the background, you might just hear something. Can you hear that? It's my 14-day-old new daughter fussing while my wife tries to take care of her. So real life is happening at this very moment. Hectic schedules, craziness, still got to get fitness in, real life. So here we go. If you're brand new to CrossFit Linchpin, the private track, never done this before, before you watch the rest of this video, click on the other video attached to today's training entitled New to Linchpin. Watch this first. That'll give you all the background about what I'm going to talk about. And without that video, a lot of the things that we're about to discuss won't really make sense. So pause this, go watch that. Come on back here. Here we go. Enjoy the sounds of my young daughter potentially crying in the background. Workout of the day, nice little triplet. 4 rounds for time. 15 calories on the rower for men, 10 for women. 12 knees to elbows, and then 9 clean and jerks. Clean and jerks are 115 for the men, 75 for the women. I like this workout. I like the metabolic component of having to pull on the rower, and putting the rower in immediately makes this workout a choose-your-own-adventure, I mean, to be quite honest with you. Because if you casually pull on the rower, you'll still get in some beautiful fitness, and maybe that's what's appropriate for you today. But if you choose to aggressively row, that will significantly affect everything else. Those sets of 12 knees to elbows will suddenly seem much tougher. And what at first seemed like maybe a clean and jerk that was on the lighter side of the spectrum will no longer seem like it's on the lighter side of the spectrum. So you're really in the driver's seat as to how you want to execute this workout. I would say if you're thinking about doing a prescribed or scaling, I would like to see somebody that knows right out of the gate, you know, they've got 15 knees to elbows unbroken, and they've got, you know, 10 clean and jerks unbroken at that loading. You don't need to do the knees to elbows or the clean and jerks in an unbroken fashion, but if you were asking about a relative metric of capacity to then go ahead and progress maybe towards the prescribed workout, that would be a conversation I'd be having with an athlete. Little baby does not sound happy in the other room. We also have some calorie conversions. If you've got the Rogue Echo Bike, the Assault Bike, or the Concept 2 Rower, or the Concept 2 Ski Erg, the calories are just as they are right there. If you've got the Concept 2 Bike Erg, take the calories, multiply them by 1.4, the Schwinn Airdyne, multiply them by 1.5. If you're looking to run, check out the limited equipment option right there. We've got videos showing the knees to elbows, as well as the Power Clean and Push Jerk. Super Fitness Robot Time, 10 minutes or less, more likely could be in the neighborhood of 16:30. Scaled option for this, still 4 rounds per time, keeping the calories on the row the same, but then we modified the other two moves because that's probably where the sticky point's going to be. Reps stay the same, but instead of 12 knees to elbows, it's 12 hanging knee raises or sit-ups, your choice, and then 9 clean and jerks, and we lowered the loading to 95 pounds and 65 pounds. But you could obviously scale it in a different way and just note that in the Beyond the Whiteboard app. Maybe the clean and jerk loading is fine. It's the knees to elbows that were the problem, or vice versa. Totally your call. Video showing the hanging knee raise as well as the ab mat sit-up. But of course, you don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups. Limited equipment option. No rower, so we've got 4 rounds for time of a 200-meter run, 12 knees to elbows, and then 9 dumbbell clean and jerks. Trusty pair of 50-pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women, limited equipment crew, never shortchanged, a video of the dumbbell clean and jerk for your viewing pleasure. No equipment workout, here we go, no gear whatsoever, just planet Earth. 4 rounds for time, 200-meter run, 12 V-ups, 12 glute bridges with a 2-second pause at the top, and then 12 broad jumps as far as you can go. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. You don't have to do it. You never have to do it a single day in your life, but if you want to, it's substantial, and here it is. Optional accessory work, you've got an either or, a couple either ors. First one is either pause clean deadlift. I've got a video showing that movement if you're unfamiliar with it. 3 to 4 sets, 2 to 5 reps per set, 2 to 3 second pause at the top, or linchpin barbell complex number 9. That complex is, for load, 7 power cleans, followed by 7 push jerks or split jerks. So it's not a power clean, a split jerk, a power clean, a split jerk. You do 7 power cleans, then you do 7 push jerks or split jerks. And that's considered one complete complex. So you will do 2 to 3 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. Doesn't need to be unbroken. You choose the load. So the first one's an either or. And the second one, the gut work, is also an either or. Either landmine twists, some rotational gut work. Do a few sets of that, 8 to 12 reps per time. Video showing that movement. Or planche progression. Very tough, very cool, very beneficial. Watch the video, spend 5 to 10 minutes kind of playing around at whatever step in the progression is appropriate for you. You won't be shortchanged. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the cobra stretch for the old abs, chest and pecs, hands behind, as well as the glute stretch. Each of those holding for a minute or two, and each of those have a video. Lastly, last thing that we have here, we say this every day, we mean it. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And if you're not on our private Facebook group, I implore you to get on there. The community is amazing. There's no drama or the other nonsense that you probably associate with Facebook. It's the only thing that I do on Facebook because it's awesome. So if you need a global community to be there, create a profile. Go check it out. If you don't like it, you can leave. But you know what? You love it. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed today's training. I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.